JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, residents in St. Mary should see work on the Port Maria market in the coming weeks. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now. Enter now.
Construction is expected to get underway in another 2 weeks on the new and improved facility at the Port Maria Market in St. Mary. The government has signed a $56 million contract to reconstruct the building housing the market to be located on Hudson Street. Local Government and Community Development Minister Desmond McKenzie said the market, which also serves neighboring parishes, is vital to the business climate of the parish.
Port Maria is critical, very critical. It is not just a major urban-rural center, but it is also a part of the breadbasket that covers the eastern part of the island. And whatever we can to ensure viability, it is the intention of the government to do that.
The contract was signed by Minister McKenzie, Mayor of Port Maria, Councillor Richard Crary, Chief Executive Officer of Dutch Construction Limited, Andrew Smith, as well as other members of the ministry and the St. Mary Municipal Corporation. Mayor Crary explains that the building will be a multi-level complex from which various businesses will operate.
We have all boasted about this two-story market. This is the first phase, and we look forward to the second phase in very short order.
Phase 1 of the new market is expected to accommodate 55 stalls and will provide a better shopping environment for vendors and customers. The construction work is to be carried out by Dutch Construction Limited within the next 12 months. Vision 2030 recognizes the importance of sport and the contribution the sector makes to national development. National Outcome Number 4, Authentic and Transformational Culture, acknowledges sports as a major component of Jamaica's cultural capital. Visit vision2030.gov.jm, go to the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 960-9339 to learn more.
When you take on McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the world away? Then enter the National Innovation Competition. Win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-1771-4. Applications close on April 30th.
On our community notice board, applications are being invited for this year's National Innovation Competition before the April 30 submission deadline. All entrants must contact the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, before submitting applications. For more information, visit src.gov.jm. And before we go, April is Autism Awareness Month, and JIS is shedding light on autism by sharing tidbits on the condition. Here's an autism tip. If your child is autistic, make sure they receive structured therapeutic activities for a set number of hours determined by a professional. Therapy should be guided by specific and well-defined learning objectives, and the child's progress in meeting these objectives should be regularly evaluated and recorded. That tip was brought to you by the JIS. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.